This episode of the Cutting Edge Podcast is brought to you by GlassGadget.com. Showcase Innovations creates tools that help shower door installers be more efficient and save time. Check out GlassGadget.com for more information. Hey, this is Chris Phillips, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. You may want to join the Shower Door Professionals group on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and search for Shower Door Pros, and you'll find us. I look forward to seeing you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Hey, glad you could join us. It's Wednesday evening, and it's time for Shower Door Professionals live stream. Yeah, having a little bit of technical difficulties, but that's okay. I ain't scared. I don't let that kind of stuff scare me. I just keep rolling with the punches. That's how I got to where I am now. And yeah, I don't know if that's someplace where you'd want to be, but I like it. So glad to see you all. If you are in the Facebook page, I don't know if you'll even see the link because it's messing with me. It wouldn't let me share it the way that I normally do. So, but we are streaming, and I will have the recording, and I will post it to the group, and all will be well in the long run. Hey, I just wanted to give Christina a chance to chime in and chat a little bit, maybe give us a quick update on the co-op and how things are progressing there. I already know because I was there, but I want to hear Christina talk about it.
Chris is an insider. Yeah, things are going great. There's not a whole lot that's totally shareable yet, but it's all coming together. It's kind of if you have a gift basket that you're trying to figure out what to put in it, how to wrap it, whatever, we've got the basket, we've got the goodies, we've got the wrapping. We just need to put it all together and figure out how to present it. What I think is really stellar, though, is we reached out to Max Perelstein and asked him, you know, we really think we're going to be ready by Glass Build to, like, fully hard launch this stuff. And I think we'll be ready before then internally with you all on this call to, you know, talk a lot more about this maybe in July with the whole package. But I think we're planning on hard launching this at Glass Build with the NGA, and Max has graciously found us some space to kind of talk through it. So I think we're going to have maybe some space on the main stage, maybe some space in the executive forum, maybe both. I'm not going to hold them to all of that, but it's pretty cool and it's pretty scary and it's pretty real and it's a lot. So we're really excited, and we have a lot to share with you all, and I just can't say all of it yet. So
right on.
Did I do okay, Chris?
You did pretty good. I mean, that pretty much covers it. Thanks so much for playing such a leadership role in this whole thing. And you know, you and your dad both, Brad, man. The two of you are heroes of mine, I just have to say. So thanks for being such an important part of this big new thing that's happening.
Thanks.
So, you know, tonight we have a special treat. We have our own Rob Gomez here. He shared a little bit once before, just kind of about an overview of IT stuff and the many, many things he does, the many hats he wears. We know questions come up a lot about follow-up. You know, we talk about follow-up a lot. And then a lot of members are like, what exactly is that? And so we thought, hey, we should have a meeting and just talk about follow-up. And no one knows more about follow-up than Rob Gomez. This guy is the guru. So I invited him, and he graciously accepted my invitation to go ahead and It's kind of guest host tonight. So, Rob, thanks so much for your willingness to do that. And I'm just going to turn it over to you. Feel free to like share your screen, do whatever. You know, you can jump up and down. You can cuss if you want. Whatever you want, man.
Is my audio good?
Yeah, it is. This is good.
Fantastic. Please excuse my background. We're under construction. And yeah. So my name is Rob. I work with a lot of glass companies, for those of you that don't know me. My story, my background is pretty common until it becomes not common. So I was an average glazer for 5 years. I went into the shop of an Austin glass company, and it was very awesome. The 20 years later, I come back and I was able to just help them with some Facebook ads, but I noticed everything was the same 15 years later. The exact pen paper process. We drove out to the field to give estimates. The office had to get those measurements back the next day. So hopefully within the same day or the next day, the office would send the customer the estimate. And then it would be upon the salesperson or someone within the staff to follow up with the customer until they responded and let us know how they felt, whether it was immediate, a week later, or after 15 touch points, like some people require, especially when their project timeline is very long. So I got to experience a lot of that in the Austin Glass location, help them implement a lot of technology, and find out that it worked everywhere else. The story was the same everywhere else I went. As I started helping other locations, I was like, oh, there's a Troy in every location. There's a guy who doesn't know how to download a PDF, and they don't know how to update information into a pipeline. A new CRM would be a nightmare for a staff of 5 to 10 to 20 people who do not care for technology. So I got to spend a year and a half, 2 years actually working with the individuals within the company to show them how they can do their part and also how we can customize the follow-up system to meet them where they're at, not demand that they become computer experts and one more app expert overnight. So we try to create that for them, and it was a fun journey. And what we ended up with is followup.glass. So followup.glass is, I'll share a link inside of the chat right now for those of you that are in the Zoom call. And I'll also share my screen. You should see the little slideshow. This is the same slideshow I ran last month, or last time I ran this. Nothing has been updated except for some outlines. So I'm just going to cover a little bit about what we can help with, what we do, where we've been at, what my superpower is I pretty much show you how to multiply your output using technology. Wherever you're at in your business, you could be a startup. You could be guys that have been running for 20 years. You could be the third generation person who's battling with their dad and the elders who really make the calls about what you're going to start using next and how things are going to change. So I've worked with all those nuances and figured out where can follow-up meet y'all where y'all are at to make sure everyone can keep doing what they're doing. But one thing changes: customer experience gets better. People stop doing the same thing twice. When you do that, the customer experience gets better. The office doesn't have to input data from one app to another to another. We figure out what apps you're using, meet you in between, and make sure one action can fire off all of those steps. Then we kind of meet with you again and see, all right, there's more steps you do beyond the initial one movement. And we try to figure out how automations can step in to help you figure out how to send a message to a lead after you've given them an estimate automatically. So usually when somebody comes in and you give them an estimate, the next day you want to close that job, so you follow up with them. They don't answer 3 days later. You have a system of what you do, a stack of paper you follow. What we like to do is include the automations within that because we saw your manual actions doing this, so we put in the automation to either send the message for you, the email, the text, the voicemail drop, or tap you on the shoulder to let you know it's Tuesday. 3 days ago is when you sent that estimate. This is when you want to do a phone call, have someone in the office do that, and check this box off when it's done. So it's a great way for you to create steps within your system to not rely on automation and not have automation replace you, but to help it increase what you're doing. That's kind of what I help with. So speakers tonight is me and my dog back here. He might bark if someone knocks on the door. That's a guarantee. The purpose of here is for me to let you know that follow-up can help you wherever you're at in your business, small, medium, or large. It really depends on what technology you need, what you're using, and what steps we need to automate for you. There's always something that can help, even if it's just putting all your conversations in one place. So these are the four stages that every business is at, and I bet you can Feel the fire of whatever stages these are. When I was first at the glass company, it was a startup phase. When I came back, I found they had plateaued. When we started increasing all the leads into the system, we found out how much it really played. When you multiply leads by 100, you multiply your office's workload. So the automations that can catch a missed call when it comes in and automatically text them back to let them know someone's about to call them back. Sorry, we missed them. If it's a contractor, we work with you to customize your system because you're real mad that that co contractor got that message. He's mad too. You have his project. You should know that. He doesn't want to see that message. So we'll customize your system to speak to each and every one of your customers the way you would want to speak to them when they called in the middle of the project versus when they called and your system knows they aren't even a customer versus when they called and they're a repeat customer. We like to, this isn't a one size fits all system. It can get the impression of that because of how we like to highlight how we do things, but really we work with you to make sure it's customized how you do things, regardless of what stage you're at in your process. Common problems I find when I talk to people is they manage everything they're on their own. They don't have time to hire all of the above. There's no automation of any kind. They can't track their marketing, so when they do run ads, they can only rely on that ad person to tell them how good the ads were. Do they know their real conversion rate? Do they know how long it took to close the job? Do they know if they spent $2,000 and made $4,000? If you were using the follow-up system, you'd be able to attach a dollar amount to every job and follow them throughout your process. And at the end, pull a report that says, in the last 30 days, I have 5 ad sources. Here's the amount of customers that came in, that were converted, that are awaiting estimates, that have been given estimates. And here's the final number that matters, how much we made on them. And then you'll understand as a business owner where you need to reallocate your funds or start just doing things for brand awareness alone and understanding it's not an ROI that can bring you growth, simply increase how many people know your name. So there's a lot of stuff that can be fixed when it comes to tracking and you identify numbers. All of a sudden, seeing a high missed call count can really make you focus on your customer experience. Seeing a lack of reviews can make you focus on other things. So what we give you is the technology. So at the end, your customers are going to rant and rave about everything. We're going to make your process very efficient and you're going to be able to get back to customers a lot faster and use technology to understand how long was it between each touch point that your customer had to wait before they got their answer back. The biggest features we have before I recap and show you all a little bit of the systems answer any questions is when you use follow-up, you get templates. We have about 100 plus templates that we've made over time and we can get on a call to update all of these with yours or show you how you can update every one of the things you might run into, like shower notch 90 clamps, shower notch 90 channel, and all the variations of questions we got from a customer of, can you send me a picture of what that looks like? We can tell them go to our website, which we do, and that's there. We can send them a blog, which we do, and it's there. We can also add a template inside of this system with that website link, with that specific blog article, and we can label it in a way that our staff knows. They're going to be able to go into the system, pull up their templates in the middle of their conversation, and find whichever alphabetical preset image and text or email is there ready for them to send that customer the warranty information or all these other nuances they ask about glass type, color, extra, fill in the blank. So those are awesome things we provide for you and work with you to do. Being people in the industry have done it forever. There's pipelines to track your jobs. You see the dollar amount that is tracked. And the overall bird's eye view, the owner gets to see whenever they log in, look at the system and understand where are the leads coming from, where's the bottleneck in my system, how much money is coming in, and how much money have we invoiced. So they can data range and filter this out to understand that from bird's eye view and then start to know where they need to put their attention at during the week. The little screen on the right is just workflows. No one really cares to see how the automations work. They just care that they work. Other things you'll get in our system is the ability to launch your own Facebook ads and Google ads right within the system. If you want to run your own ads and you'd want to do it the right way and not just click boost posts, the correct way to do it would be to go through Business Manager and follow up and Facebook. And if you did integrate your profiles, you'd be able to run that ad right in here with some categories that we preset for you in 3 steps, and you'd have an ad launch with all of your data and your ROI right within here. And you can cancel whatever ad spend you might be spending with someone else if that you know doesn't bring you the ROI you want. Other things we do is phone tracking. You all have ideas, as you can see from this list, Google Ads, Door Knocker, Facebook. As an owner gets an idea of another source that they want to track where phone numbers go, whether it's a referral source they want to put out there, a billboard. You want to know the true ROI of that thing, and not just put your general business number up there. Create a number for $2 a month and make it route to your office line, and now you can have a system that tracks and knows how many calls, text messages, and direct clicks from that link might have came to that phone number. And the last slide is communities and courses. This is where we allow you, if you are interested in creating your own knowledge base, your own training, your own internal, you don't want to run an outside source, we can create those videos, put them into step sheets in here, and create courses that your members can go to. This is one that we made for a glass company, GCS Glass, and they have different categories and groups that you can do in a learning channel with courses that they pre-made for people to understand how things work within the business, and they can track each and every individual that went through, what they watched, how much they finished, and if there's any other items they need to accomplish, they can be put in that. So it can really streamline your training. So there's a lot of extra things we want to do. So if you want to get started with follow up, email me, call me, text me. A lot of people know me in this group. A little bit extra about if you feel like you might not know, we have the Start Help Guide. So there's a 24/7 live chat agent inside of here that you can reach out to at any time that you have questions. But there's also help guides that we created in each section where you can click on it anytime you need to and get a walkthrough that shows you exactly how what you're looking at on the screen, what each feature is, and how you can operate it within your business. So this is the most powerful section, the conversations, because once you integrate all your profiles, what you get is all the conversations all in one place. And whether someone calls you, emails you, texts you, messages you on Facebook from one of the ads, hits up your Google number, everything will be in this one thread. You will see nothing but one thread with phone call recordings and everything anyone said about that person. On the right, you'll be able to see all the information you might have on the client. And if you were to click inside of it, you'd get the entire customer profile where you can add pictures, understand all of this is customizable. So we would understand what are the top things you want to know about your customer and reformat the entire follow-up three columns to work with your staff. So they'll know when they're looking at this thing, they need to make sure everything on the left is filled out the way y'all would. Look at the notes of the customer on the right. They can see all the activity that this person went through from all of the pages and understand what journey they followed. And they'll be able to understand if things were filled out, when they were filled out, what the office's response were. And the best thing about it is from the customer's perspective, whether seven office individuals responded to them, they only see one phone number on their end. They only see one person on their end. Unless you tell them it's different people, they don't understand that the entire company hopped in there to give them the answers they needed throughout their entire journey. And that has, for us, created five-star reviews for everyone, highly optimized system for everyone, and a way to update your system and everything in one place without everyone having to learn 19 different apps, which is what I did when I had to come back to the glass company. And years later, this is what we have at the end. So I hope that helped you give an overview of the sections of what Follow Up can do. There are people who have been using it for years that still only use two or three sections and they use them well, but that's all they need. And I'm always excited to help meet with you, your staff, to understand, do we need to create more pipelines for you? Do we need to create more automations for you? Where are you at now and where are you ready to go next? So we can have that conversation, put that on our map for you, and start teaching your staff how to use the system to work for you, because there's so many things they can do, and I'm really excited to dive into it with y'all. So let me know if there's any questions.
I have one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rob. That was a great presentation. Love it. I wanted to know, does this, if we have an existing Google Calendar that is integrated with our Smart Toolbox, can I export that to Follow Up so that my installers could see it?
Yes, you should be able to sync it. There's multiple calendars you can create, and in each calendar setting, you'll be able to decide which of your customer calendars that you've connected to this system that you want to connect it to. And then you'll be also be able to decide if it only gets to read what's on the calendar, or if it can also go and write things onto that calendar as well through different actions. You might book appointments within here, or maybe you just want it to be seen so that people understand what's going on. So there's definitely those options for you.
Thanks.
You are welcome. Any other questions from anyone that is not a fellow Pisan or is? Brian. Awesome. Well, let me, yeah.
My question, this actually came up with me the other day. A lot of I work with quite a few like designers and contractors, project managers. Is there a way for me to send the scheduled notification? Like if I schedule a measure with a client, is there a way for me to add both the client and the designer onto the notification or onto the calendar? I couldn't find a way to do it. It happened yesterday. Or
Yes,
is it
there is a
just
way.
okay?
Yeah, well, there's variations of ways to do that. But yeah, we're able to either attach multiple people. If one client has seven jobs, we're able to attach different people to each job within the actual company. And you're also able to attach different users within your system to different job cards. So that is an ability you have. And then when those people are attached to those cards, there's settings we can work with to say who gets the notification, who's the primary contact. So that's one way we can do it. The other way is to set your system up that you will know what to toggle on and off to fire that off for you. To
Gotcha.
add that to the
Okay.
calendar appointment. Whenever this is done, look for someone that's assigned to it and then add them to the calendar appointment. So there's definitely ways we can build that together. Book a time. Oh, we
Okay.
already have a time to talk tomorrow. So yeah, tomorrow we can cover that.
Tomorrow, yeah. All right, cool.
There's a
Thank you. We
cool
have our
way
call then.
to contact multiple people, to message multiple people at the same time through contacts. So you can go into your
Yes.
contacts tab and then you can set up, you can make like a little group, like you could add like a tag, let's say, that's maybe the name of the company that they're at. And then you can do a quick search, pull up those people, and then you can send them all the same message, email or text or whatever. And the really cool thing about doing it through follow-up is it's not a group text. Each person gets an individual text, so they don't know they're part of a group. So you could send out a message to like 20 people and they all get an individual text that's not connected to a group. And when they respond just to you. That's a pretty powerful feature when you need it. I mean, you don't need it all the time, but when you do need it, it's awesome. And like Rob
Very
was
glad
saying, I
you
mean,
mentioned that one.
he like burned through it pretty quickly. You know, I mean, this like it's a pretty powerful system. And like other software that's really powerful like this, people tend to end up just using a little section, right? And that's kind of like Rob was alluding to that. Like even me, my wife and I, we use it differently. Like she tends to hang out in the opportunities kind of area and just kind of look at watching the pipeline, see what's going on there. I tend to hang out in the conversations area. Because I want to see who's the latest person who just, said something, and see what's kind of relevant right now in that way. It's kind of the same thing, but a couple of different approaches. And it's really super easy to switch between those things. And there's like five or six ways to do everything, which is super cool because you can totally customize it to the way you like to work.
Yeah, and then we just look for what you're doing at each stage, and then we look for a way to make the system make it faster. So what we'll notice is everyone goes and texts estimates, and then they sit down for a day and they go follow up with their texted estimates. So we'll create a smart list here that auto updates itself for them, and all they got to do is come to their contacts, click that tab, and it'll pull up everyone they sent an estimate to, whatever filter we created, and they're able to, like Chris said, select all. Send a text, send an email, or add them to a different automation. And from this text, they can decide what they want to say. And the system lets you know it's going to send it individually, it's going to send it one by one. But this is something where you can even send the same kind of message where it can say, hey, insert first name. You would learn how to simply click two buttons to make sure it says their name. And it would individually text Hannah, Harold, and Charles that message to them, but you only had to type it once and put it into the system as long as it was one of those that made sense going out as a general template. A lot of things are custom and one-on-one, but it does let you take massive actions when you need to send out invoice reminders massively, when you need to follow up with everyone that has been one day since you sent the estimate. Or if you have a pile of work that all of a sudden the actions are very common and the same, this is where we love to go and create smart lists for those scenarios so that you can take fast actions like that. Or even if the only thing you do is you tell your salesman, when you come in here, you go to this list we pre-made, you click on the first one because this is the list of people we've preset for you with these, and then you click send them that message and you click next. And they're able to quickly send the message, click next, whatever that message is. But the beautiful thing of this is it shows them there's 3 of 16 people, and that's their list to get through. And they don't have to go click and wait for things to load all over their system, go through their stack of paperwork. The system itself auto-updates what that person is. And if they're in that list, they have to do that criteria of whatever we set for you. Now, based on all the different variations, someone can go through the entire system, especially waiting for over order. What I noticed whenever we did shower glass that took 2 to 3 weeks, you could tell the person, we're going to get the order in a week and we'll reach out to you in 2 weeks to get it scheduled. Within 5 days, they're calling to see where their order's at, like without fail. So I noticed, like, instead of getting mad at them every time, like our office chose to do sometimes, I met them where they were at. I created an automation that within 4 days after we move them to ordered, it does two things. It sits there until we get a notification email because we noticed we missed orders when we thought it was actually received from the vendor and it wasn't. So when we ran into that scenario, we created the automation that would catch that for us. Then the next scenario was, well, they always hit us up within, we could tell them 20 days and they'll hit us up in 10, whatever it is. So we created the automation that once they get moved to we ordered, it tells them, hey, we ordered your stuff. We'll reach out within the next days. But then halfway through that, we send them another message just letting you know everything's going good, still on schedule. We expect the delivery on this date still. So no one actually had to do that, but we create the touch point for the customer where we notice they reach out to us and we try to set a manual action or an automated action to reach out to them first so that at the end of the experience, they can say what they need to say. Not that everything went right, not that we were the best of the best, like ever in the world. Just these guys were awesome. They made sure everything was right. They told me what was going on during the entire experience. They kept in touch with me because the thing they hate is not knowing. It's not that you messed up and the order was wrong. It's also that they had to call you to find that out why it was 3 weeks delayed. So being proactive about it in the system, even when things went wrong, I noticed people were leaving us 4 and 5 star reviews, even when the companies messed up. Because it wasn't about if you messed up, it's what you did about it. Because they have gone through a nightmare of contractors up to the point they called you if they did their own remodel. You're the last one. They expect you to be just as bad. And when you show up and you're faster in responding, you're faster in your care, you have better quality service, and the experience they had with you throughout their entire ordering experience was just like, man, this was great. Thanks for being like at least the only good part, even though they were over budget and everything else they tell you when you're the last person in the chain. So those are other things that we like to work, but we don't know until we're in the system, but all of a sudden we find the scenarios where, man, massive actions can happen here. This office person in Milwaukee is sitting down and spending their evening doing this invoice chasing. Let's create an automation that does that for her, or create a template and a smart list so she can send all 19 invoice reminders with 3 actions. And she can call it, she could check that off of her done of what she did today for to keep things rolling in the system. But yeah, Brian, I want to set that up for you, of course. But I noticed you definitely, I think you have a need for some of these other ones I just mentioned too, because we have some work to do in your pipeline automation.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
I know other people had questions about IVR systems before, so we're working on the phone system there to see what else we can do to have all the other features lined out for y'all. But the ones that we would like to highlight, of course, is whenever you come to someone calls your phone, you can decide who gets the ring, but also you can assign every phone number to a salesman and you can make sure that people get instant calls and feedback through whatever loop you need, whatever call phone numbers you need to forward them to, as well as the call recording that stays inside this line. So even if you have a current IVR system, we can work with some routing that gets it at least flowing through the system so you can have the one-stop shop. What we noticed is once we implemented this, There was no longer any he said, she said. All that was out the window about what was said about a quote estimate, how our staff treated them with their attitude. We're able to actually go listen to that phone call a month ago, a year ago, listen to it and understand, do we need to fire somebody or do we need to fire the customer? Because they blatantly lied to us and didn't understand that we had this technology in place to actually see when we sent what they did, where they clicked that, what day they really looked at the form, what day they filled, if our automation fired to them, if our office got that. We're able to see at least who dropped the ball so we can stand behind our guys if we need to and go to war for them, or man up and say we messed up, we identified where, we're gonna fix it and put the right things in place, and sorry you had to go through this. What do we got to do to make it right? At least we are coming from the right angle instead of being the owner who's wrong and thinks they're right, which is can make you look horrible if the customer has their receipts on you.
And that is a really cool feature of being able to look through the history and say, okay, this is exactly where we messed up. Right here is the spot where, something got dropped or something got miscommunicated or we didn't, put in place what we should have. And it makes you fixing your mistakes a lot easier.
Absolutely. There are the big thing, the great thing about the mistakes is when someone has a task, when someone is wrong in the system, or you need to know someone needs to take an action, you can easily go to anyone's profile and create a task for them. So a lot of times it's the salesman in the shop. A customer stops somewhere in the process for a reason. And when you can identify what that reason was and who needs to do something about it, you can create a task in the system on that customer's profile. And we can set up that automation to say, whenever John's assigned a task, send him an email. Whenever Jesse's assigned a task, send him a text, because these people operate different ways. So we make sure they're going to get it the way they can know about it. And whenever they get that notification, if it's on mobile, they'll click it and it opens up the card right away. If it's on desktop, they click that link and it goes directly to that contact. They're able to see what that task is. And if they check it off, then it becomes a hub for you to create tasks internally for all of your customers and know everyone is done and checked with as long as those tasks are done. So it's another internal metric for you to know as a business owner where you're at. When you can just come in here and click on conversations and see there are no unreads, that means every customer has been responded to. There's nobody waiting for an answer. When you can come into dashboard and you can see how many missed calls you had this month, how many you had last month, you're able to see, is your office doing their job, or are they as busy as they say they are? If you can see 10 calls came in, the total call time for the day was 1 hour, and they said they were on the phone all day. Was it on TikTok or was it on dealing with your customers? What's their workload like? And you're able to actually see from a bird's eye view all the metrics that can let you know the right health of your business. And the beauty of it is this, like I said, this isn't cookie cutter or template. You would come and customize this dashboard. We'll customize it with you to say all the correct numbers you need to know. Which ones are they? Not everyone cares about the same things. There are certain things that are very important, but then you're able to see all the other stuff. If you're not running ads, then how your ad dollars do don't matter. So we can remove that for you. But Google Analytics, understanding who's going to your page, where they're coming from, what referral sources are bringing you money. It helps you see that data and start knowing where you can reallocate your budget to, or start giving people credit for sending you business. So other cool internal things that happen once you start adding things into the system, including your reputation and your reviews going up, because we automate that being sent out, or we make it easy for you to do in 2 clicks whenever someone is paid in full, or whatever stage you like to send out those reviews, and you're able to automatically reply to them from within the system and keep it going. So really this becomes your one-stop shop to know sales and marketing, where are we? What are we doing? How are our customers feeling? And then there's always other apps that when you move them to different stages, it talks to the other app to handle all the other parts. So we make sure that regardless of where they're at in your process, we can build the automations and the integrations to speak to what you're using. So it doesn't have to replace anything you're doing. It simply enhances what you're doing if you don't have something that can provide your customers with that kind of experience so far. Some people do, but for the ones that don't, definitely recommend getting something like this, booking a call with me, a follow-up.glass, or letting me know if you have any questions about what you're currently using that you might be able to use better. I'm always having fun at checking out other people's softwares and diving in to see how we can make them better too. Because, like Chris said, no matter what we're using, we're probably using 10% of it,
Yeah.
regardless
Right.
of what kind of apps and
The
tools
part
you
that I
use.
like. I use the part that I like. Yeah, like when I started out work with Rob, I was using a CRM. I was using Zoho CRM, which I really liked. It was what I had used for years. Just kind of track my customers. And Rob was able to like integrate that with follow-up so that like follow-up would talk to that other app. So I was creating customers in there, and then it was just kind of importing them into my follow-up. And it was communicating back and forth like that. I did that for, I don't know, probably a year or so, and then finally I realized I don't need this anymore. Follow-up's doing all that, so there's no point in so I just stopped renewing the subscription to that, and now it's gone, you know. But so it's so things have been simplified and more like consolidated, which is awesome. Because I'm not, you know, I like tech, you know, I think it's fun. I'm interested in it. For an older guy, you know, I'm not too bad with it. But it's not, but I'm not in love with it like Rob is, you know. It's like if I can cut a little bit out, you know, it doesn't hurt my feelings.
I've got a question for some of the people who are using something like that, because we don't really use anything like that. What was it like going from not using something like that to using it, and what kind of difference did it make in your company?
For me, it was like a dream come true, you know, because my problem is that I'm really good at what I do. I mean, I'm really good at like connecting with people, selling, performing, keeping my promises, making it happen. But like that all happens in a certain sequence for me. That's like they call, I'm like, yeah, I can do that. It's going to be about this much. And they're like, okay, can you come and measure? I'm like, yeah, I'll come and measure. So I go and measure, and then I get the check, and then I order the stuff, and then I put it in, and they're stoked. They give me a 5-star review, and that's pretty much what happens every time. But then every once in a while, that doesn't happen. Every once in a while, it's like there's a chink in the chain, you know, along the line. And what I was finding was that when that happened, when things didn't go exactly as my plan, those people just fell off the map. And then, like, I'd like wake up in the middle of the night 3 weeks later, and like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that guy, you know? That was happening to me all the time. It's like, oh man, shoot, you know, I never followed up with that because it was like I had a process, and the process works great as long as everybody behaves, you know, the way I want them to, you know? But people don't always do that. And I don't want to lose those customers just because they're not marching to the beat of my drum. And that's the thing that something like this, like a, you know, a customer resource kind of software does, is it like it keeps those people kind of in the fold and keeps them from just disappearing. So even though I was like really organized and really good at it was easy to lose those people and just fall through the cracks, you know. So once that stopped happening, I had a lot less work to do because if I can actually convert some of those sales, I mean that's one more new customer I don't have to find. If I can just reach back into the bag and like, oh yeah, oh there's that guy I talked to a month ago, totally, you know, and he hasn't done anything yet, you know, and I was able to like save those customers. That was huge for me. And that right there is worth the cost of whatever I'm using.
Yeah, and I can kind of second what Chris had said. Like, for me, it as long as I was doing my due diligence to enter everything into the system, it eliminated that opportunity for human error, right? The forgetting to call somebody back, or you know, to send a quote or to follow up. Everything was kind of there. It was easier to keep track of, and it seemed to take less off my plate, where I didn't have to worry about focusing on those things that I could set into automation, and I could focus more clearly on like the task at hand, the task in front of me. And for me, it was an adjustment when I started using it for sure, because I was, I was kind of brought up, and I always saw, we always took a pad and a pen out to a job, and we took our measurements, and then we took it back and made our deductions by hand, and quoted our glass, and then usually it was a phone call. I mean, it wasn't even text messages, 5, 10 years ago. And then you'd get a voicemail, you'd leave a message, you'd have to make a little post-it note to stick on your desk and say, hey, remember to call this guy back because he left a message on this day at this time. The paper trail, you can get lost in that paper trail. I can anyway. So that was a little bit of an adjustment. And when I hopped on, it was pretty early on, and it was kind of in the middle of COVID, where a lot of jobs were shutting down and people didn't want you in their houses. And it was a game changer for me in that aspect, because it provided the opportunity to request pictures and rough dimensions, and I started doing all my quoting right here, and I didn't have to waste that time going out and laying out a shower, for someone just to find out that I'm not doing this job. I was spending a lot of time doing that, and it saved me a lot on that. So we've continued to do it that way. We do all our quoting and estimates before we even leave the shop, and we don't leave the shop unless we know that we're getting a check or a credit card payment, and then we're taking our final measurements and going forward. And it allowed us the opportunity to kind of weed out those bargain hunters. And Rob and I were talking last week. One of the biggest things was using the system allows me to get to the end result quicker. And for me, it's more important to get to the end result of, hey, no, we're going with somebody else. I need to know, like, if you're not going to use us, that's fine. Just tell me, and then I'll be done with you, and I'm not going to worry about it anymore. And I can now step forward and move on to the next lead, the next potential customer. I feel like I had been wasting a lot of time chasing dead ends. And it's eliminated that for me, which has been huge, huge.
When you said you had to, at the beginning, you had to do a lot of your due diligence and getting things put in there. How much time would you say you had to use to get started in putting all this stuff in there and getting it set up? And then did you get that time back once the things started rolling along smoothly?
I mean, it took a little bit of time for me in the beginning, at no other fault than my own. It was my commitment to really set aside time, because I'm a small guy. It's I'm at the time I was a one-man show. So I was already kind of set in my ways of doing things, and I wasn't committed to set aside the time to like sit down and really learn the program and learn the system. So it was kind of in dribs and drabs at the beginning. Hindsight being 2020, I would have been better off had I just like taken a day or two, a week off, and just shut the phones off for a minute and just really focused on it. It would have paid a lot greater in that aspect. Once I started setting aside time and getting in there and digging around a little bit and learning more about it, the savings that it afforded me were, I mean, tenfold. Yeah, by far.
Does it cross over to anything else other than shower doors? Because we're, I mean, our specialty is shower doors, but we do. We're mostly new construction, so we're doing a lot of shower door shelving and mirrors mostly. We also get, we've kind of gotten sucked into door hardware and other specialty trades. We're not, I mean, essentially we're a specialty trade company, but our focus is shower doors. But are any of the other things integratable to it so that you can keep track of that as well, or is it strictly shower doors?
No, yes, absolutely. There's no strictness about what it can connect to as far as apps. as an open API system. It has basic integrations with the most popular platforms, but because it has an open API, then all we need, whatever app you use to do, is have it as well. And as long as it connects to Zapier or Pavli, which are very well known, Zapier is probably the most well-known integration app, where Microsoft Excel might not integrate with a bunch of stuff, but they will allow Zapier to integrate with them. And since they do that, they'll allow you, and Zapier integrates with everybody. It's already got a trusted developer base. It is allowed to catch a lot of all your data, and it has created a system that makes it easy for people that aren't developers and nerds to create steps with that data that they get and decide what part of that entire customer profile that their system just spit out, because they don't want to build an actual integration for you. They just wanted to say, hey, we'll let you spit out data. We're not going to do anything with it, build anything for you, or integrate with any other app. That takes their developers' time. But if they can just do that much, we love to catch that hook and then put it into your follow-up system wherever you need it to. So whether it's shooting out data into, we love apps that allow you to put in data, because if it allows you to put in data, then we can shoot data right into it and say, whenever someone moves over to this stage, it's going to update your profile over there. Whenever you move something action in that stage, we're going to come back and speak to follow up to update the notes, the section, the actual job card, whatever it is that the actions you're taking to try to minimize your office from saying, I didn't do that because I have to go do it twice. Like, we try to kill all that noise, regardless of what you're using. It is not
We don't use
all you need.
anything. We use pen, paper, and we have a few some family members in the office, the one that does invoicing, one that does purchasing, and then one that's the receptionist that does our CAD drawings. So I mean, it's all just by whatever we can remember to follow up with, and whatever, it's just making sure we're staying on top of it, kind of thing. So we have no The only thing we use is QuickBooks, and then that's where we do all of our ordering and everything from, So I mean, we don't really have any of that stuff. So everything you were just speaking to is kind of foreign to me as far as what the heck it was you're speaking of. But
Perfect.
I mean, we don't use any of that stuff. But so that's what I'm curious is, like, what it does for people, because I mean, I don't know. Yeah,
We
that's what I'm
started
trying to
just
learn.
to give you some insight. I started with this software with Ames Mirror and Glass in Austin, and they didn't even do showers when we started. It was all about making their process more efficient. Because before I got to them, they're like, "We want to run Facebook ads. Great, you're just boosting posts right now. So let me show you how to run Facebook ads for real." Instagram ads for real. Now, when someone comes in, we got to download Facebook app. We want to re run Yelp ads too. Download the Yelp app. Download the Instagram app. Run ads. Where else you want to go? Google. Cool. Google wants you to message their customers there. And now I was logging into five apps. We wanted to post on social media, so I had to go comment back to people. And I was the one that was running all this lead generation. And then I created my own nightmare with all these people that came in, but no real way to track where they came from. So and. Get back to them on time, as well as make sure I didn't log into Yelp and see they just flagged our company profile because it took me 2 hours to get back to that customer. Well, I didn't see it. The email didn't even come in, or it went to spam. So whenever I was able to just find this app, I was like, wait a minute, you mean I could build my landing pages, which I was doing in a separate software, build my automations, sync my email, text my customers. I was using Google Voice at the time. Email people. I was using the different Gmails that they created for the business and the Yahoo one, the old one. I was able to put all those into the system and say, if somebody calls, texts, messages us anywhere, it all shows up in this one conversation tab. That's step one of getting us all on the same page. Because I don't, Chris is out today and the measurements are in his back pocket. And John is in a meeting and whatever was said in that last discussion with the contractor who's real mad and wants answers now is in his email. We don't have access to that. So when all the conversations are in here and everyone's taught to update whatever interaction they have with that customer within here, or simply do it in here so we could see what y'all talked about, then it kills all that noise. No one's chasing anyone. Doesn't matter who's sick, who's out. Someone can step in and give the customer the best experience they can, up to the point they can, based on what the team, what information they had together, and what they decided their process was going to be in. And because you can do that, just getting everyone on the same page, getting the communication at one point, at one place, gets everyone on the same page. Being able to put your actual jobs for each contractor into stages that you name and customize gets you all on the same page of understanding where we're at with that. Being able to input automations that help you say, how long has it been in this stage? How many days? After something's been here for X days, I want to know personally. Send me a text. things that you understand and you want to know about your process, we start creating those little variables based on your business because it's all customizable. I've simply customized it for a window business that started doing that was doing windows, mirrors, hackouts, everything under the sun that had to do with glass that could make money. You walk in, you want glass, I'll find it. You want us to cut those beer bottles in half? Our shop guy's great at that. Like we were just take one, take out a 20-year business that took everything they could, and then sooner or later, Austin blew up so much that driving 10 minutes down the road is now driving an hour down the road, and sending two guys in a truck to do certain jobs just wasn't worth the ROI anymore, especially with the competitors coming in and promising what they were going to promise for certain products that we couldn't promise, especially with our vendors, our speed, whatever it is. So we had to shift, make things that make sense for us, and make sure our guys were spending the most time on the most money making jobs so we could pay them well and then reinvest in the company and give the customers a great experience. We had to say no to a lot of things when doing that, but having the follow-up system allowed us to at least get our numbers. We could source, well, if we have 10 kind of jobs, two kind of jobs, where are their sources? How much money are we making off these? Does it keep making sense for us to do it? Or the other variables that could go in with it. Do we need to hire more friends to come in and help out kind of stuff?
Thank you.
Very welcome. But yes, the templates and everything else you were talking about, that also can be done here.
Yeah,
The
because we have like lock takeoffs, screen takeoffs, all separate takeoff sheets that we use when we go to the sites. So it'd be nice if it was in a database that we could just automatically send back to the office.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where you would go and do reports and figure out what's going on with your ad. This is all template data. But if you were running ads across different things, or if you didn't want to see if your office was making calls, you could see the total calls missed, length of time. Where's their time really going? Do you need more staff to handle these calls to give your customer the best experience? Is it better for you to schedule that meeting at 8 to 4, where 8 to 1, 8 to 9 in the morning for your staff when your reporting shows that put your own landing pages when you get a new idea. So for example, somebody, we like to give you some templates you can already do, job application funnels you can already have. But a good example is like if somebody, a guy had a home show, he wanted to go to a home show. So we built him a landing page so he could put his picture on it. We built him some forms, QR codes within the system. So now, and we had a special number. So now we knew that when he went to the home show and handed out whatever material he needed, whatever links, we could track exactly how many people came in from that one event and understand where our efforts were and build web pages for whatever kind of ad platform we want to run ads to. Because they always say instead of running people to your website where you run ads, you run them to your website, what's the true ROI? Unless people ask, where did you hear about us? Which most of our office never did. So we love that our system was able to be customized so that every single person, you get told where they came from based on what entry point they made. And it helps you kind of kill that. Where do people hear about us? Make sure you ask them. It's like you don't need to ask them if you do the system. You only need to ask if you see it blank, which means they didn't come in through a form that we had created for you. A lot of the things that I see that I didn't touch on was the websites. People have websites. There's a form on your website, and there's a chat widget. If you don't have a chat widget, you get one whenever you sign up with follow-up,
Yes, sir.
and you
Did
also
you
get
see the quote I sent you?
the
Yes,
ability to
sir.
do.
Appreciate it. Are we good?
If someone fills out that form, then what it does is we set up the automations to say what happens next. Does it email you? Does it email your staff? Does it do all of the above? And does it add their card in the pipeline in one of your stages? So now you know you can go to your dashboard and see a lead came in here. These are the three actions that we would normally do that is automatically done. And here's the five messages that's going to go out to them if they don't respond to any of our messages. So that's one action that we like to do just from new leads, period, because what you'll notice is you'll wake up after a week to a lot of people responding to you with exactly what you were asking for in the middle of the night and in the morning. And instead of your morning task being, I need to follow up with these seven people, your morning task will be, I need to quote these seven people who sent us pictures, rough sizes of their job, because our automation asked them when they filled out the form at 7 p.m. when they got off at night. Because some people can't message you until they get off. And all your automation says is, hit us up during business hours, and you call them while they're back at work during 8 o'clock. So sometimes our system meets those. Not everyone has that lifestyle, but what we notice when we put in those little automations is that people were saying thank you, not stop bothering me, when they got that third text messages on the third day that said, hey, just think if you're still interested, didn't want to blow you up, but something like that that we automate. And the only reason it got sent to them is because in 3 days they never responded to one of our attempts. And they say, yeah, thank you. Sorry, got busy. Remodeling has been crap. Here's the pictures you needed. And we're able to wake up to estimate people, not to start the process of asking them their information, which could take all day for them to get home. So that's what I really loved about it at first. That's the small wins that in the end just save you. I'm all about saving the office, saving the guy. Because I am them. They are my best friends. I had to wait for them to get off so we could hang out. So I need to implement the best systems with them so we could have time for ourselves and not just be working 24/7. Because we also own these businesses. We also work in them. Our family wealth is tied to how successful they are. So working 24/7 is kind of in our blood. But we also want to like know things are taken care of and take some time off. So finding that balance is what I like to meet every glass owner where they're at to help you all kind of figure that out too for yourselves.
Nice.
Rob, awesome. Is there, I have a quick question for you. Is there anyone who uses follow-up with Smart Toolbox?
I think there are people. I don't know which accounts they are. They're on the call, but I would be happy to see who does use it, see where they are integrating anything at and what steps they've implemented. If anyone is using follow-up, that's using it, schedule a call with me. Follow-up.glass, I'd love to see what the back end looks like and see what kind of two-way connections we can make throughout your steps to eliminate any people doing things twice. We don't need to. The robots can do it for us.
Excellent.
Yeah, if you could just let me know who might be doing that would be really awesome, because I don't know that Smart Toolbox was necessarily very strong in that front-end customer communication and follow-up situation, like follow-up is so strong. They're more pipeline based. So I would like to see that, but they don't have an open API. So that's a really difficult situation, I guess. You can't really integrate anything with them. So I'd love to see that happen at some point.
Yeah, I like to look for little weird ways to do things. So sometimes a platform will send out an email or you're able to do an action in, but if they can, they'll send you notifications through like basic 1-2-3s. And if we can do that, then we can teach the code to grab that action in that email you get and understand what it said and then move the person where they need or create whatever next step. So even if we can't make them speak directly to each other, there's always a way to eliminate some kind of nuance of double day, even if the platforms are very strict and like unopen. I like to look for where can we, and yeah, I like to break in. Yeah, sorry for the hacker situation. I didn't see anything. I don't think anyone did, but I know we had some entertaining guests.
Yeah, I'm not used to it, so it took me a while to figure out how to get rid of them. So next time I'll be quicker on the draw. And I was just like, wait a minute, you know? Because I was booting them out, but then I didn't realize I had to confirm it, you know? So I was like, why isn't he going, you know? But now I know. I'm on it now. So that was fun. I'll edit that part out for me.
Absolutely. I wanted to hear from Adrian too, because I know he's a follow-up user, but we're out of time, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't want to take up your
evening. Well, thanks for coming, man. That was great. I really appreciate your insights, and we made it the stream work. I figured out how to like stream it over at a different page and then share it to the group. So all is well. You know, I like challenges. All right, everybody, have a great week. We will see you next Wednesday.